thought of your defensive line throughout this preseason as a guy that's kind of got the best view of it?
Look, let me tell you, man, when my first start against the 49ers, and I felt untouched almost. I'm not going to say I was, because I had to, you know, take on blocks as well. But when you're playing with those guys, it's a different game. And I don't care how good of a linebacker that you think you are, you're nothing without your D-line. You know, Ray Lewis had the great D-tackles, great D-linemen, you know. So, I mean, just playing with, you know, Terrence Knighton and Sylvester Williams and, you know, DeMarcus Ware, all those guys, Marvin Austin, they make it so – it just make it easier for me, you know, to do my job, you know. So, I mean, I know those guys don't get all the glory, but we end up getting all the glory, but, you know, you can't forget about them.
That's a linebacker's dream, to keep the defensive line, to keep them off of you. I want to ask you about you from your own personal preparation. Are you kind of floating on cloud nine right now with the opportunity in front of you? I mean, that's the way football goes.
Yeah.
A guy in front of you gets hurt, you get your chance to shine and make a name for yourself.
Yeah, I think that whole cloud nine situation happened before the 49ers game.
That's good. Got some of those butterflies out of the way then. Right,
and then I had to relive it again because I had my first start at home, you know, with against the Houston Texans. But I think I'm okay. You know, Coach Fox says that the regular season is revved up more than the preseason, which, you know, I will agree with. But I think it's, you know, now that I've been practicing with those guys, I've played two games with them. I think I'm comfortable now, so I think it'll be good.
You talk about being revved up. How about playing in the primetime game on Sunday night?
Yeah.
Get you revved up even more?
Oh yeah, man. I smile just because I'm so excited, you know, and then, you know, the whole world's watching, you know, the whole world.